Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
And on behalf of our friend Jen and her family and myself and my family, allow me to extend the best wishes for this holiday season. Merry Christmas. Whatever it is you celebrate over the next few days, may it bring joy, peace to you and yours. As a host producer of this show, I debated whether I wanted to do a Christmas special of sorts this year. I was actually favoring the idea of just doing another featuring an artist and doing the usual. But then, you know, you look around, you get exposed to all of the happiness and the joy, the songs, the feeling starts to creep in, and I became inspired and I thought, you know what, why not? Let's go ahead and do a holiday special. One of the best parts about the holidays is that we get to have all this great music, feel-good stuff. But that can also be a double-edged sword because we tend to get overexposed to a lot of it, right? And these songs we hear over and over again. So if you're tired of the old classics, stick around because we're going to offer some East Coast vibes. And the holidays on the East Coast making music, let's face it, we're a down-to-earth bunch out here. Strong family connections, and it really results in some wonderful songs to celebrate the festive season. So listen for the likes of Joan Kennedy, Mike Plume, Lenny Gallant, Kylie Fox, and more. We're going to start off with a couple of guys that grew up together in Pictou County, Nova Scotia, both having graced concert stages in our neighborhood in the last little while. Listen for Christmas Blanket by Dave Gunning, but to get us started, his buddy George Canyon. This is the Christmas Miracle on Atlantic Access.
Outside the snow is falling. Gotta wish that I was home. I can hear our son talking. Behind you on the phone, wishing I could hold him close to me. There's no place I'd rather be, but I can't face the truth. 'Cause I'm not over you. And if the Lord could just make you see the Christmas miracle inside of you and me. Sometimes I feel I'm falling too far and out of reach. It's like he doesn't hear me calling. I want so bad to believe, praying that someday this all works out. Planned for you.
show all memory lingering there. It's Christmas, the family's together, telling stories in front of the fire. And it's praise to the light as the stars shine so bright, and we sing glory, glory, hallelujah. Hear the angels above like a blanket of love, bringing warmth and good cheer. It's my favorite time of the year. And he tells us of when he was younger, how the snow nearly covered the door, and of the time when the frost bit my mother, and she lay by the stove to get warm. And it's praise to the light as the stars shine so bright, and we sing glory, glory, hallelujah. Hear the angels above like a plane of love, bringing warmth and good cheer. It's my favorite time of the year. There's a blanket my grandmother quilted. It has lasted through all of the years. Now I watch as my children lay covers, their dreams filled with tiny reindeer. And it's praise to the light as the stars shine so bright, and we sing
Holiday special continues at Atlantic Access. Thanks much for being here. A few words now about Moncton Head Start, an organization here in Metro Moncton that does amazing work with young families that need, well, a head start. Many life learning projects, and there's a lot of fundraising that is involved in this throughout the year, including the Toyland Toy Drive that is just wrapping up for Christmas 2019. So a few years ago, singer-songwriter Don Coleman became exposed to Moncton Head Start. It touched his heart, and he wrote a song with the hopes of inspiring people to help out the organization in whatever way they could. Once the song was written, he teamed up with buddies Stephen LeBlanc and Danny Bourgeois and created a trio called Musicians Union that has absolutely nothing to do with labor activism, by the way, but rather a union of kindred spirits. So 14 years ago, not long after the song was written, Don sat down with Rogers TV First Take.
The song Head Start is the latest single from singer-songwriter Don Coleman. The CD single is being used to help raise funds for Moncton Head Start. Mr. Coleman explains how his involvement with the nonprofit organization began.
Well, I attended the Head Start garage sale at the Moncton Coliseum, where I met numerous volunteers and saw the huge amount of people that were attending this garage sale, and I asked them a little bit more about what Head Start was about. They explained it to me, and I decided that the best way for me as a songwriter to be a part of Moncton Head Start would be to write a song about them, write a song that they could utilize in their organization to help raise funds that sent a message of positivity about giving and helping others.
Steve LeBlanc and Danny Bourgeois are the other musicians who helped out on the track. Since its release, the response has been incredible.
The song has received airplay on 4 local radio stations. The print media is also responding by reviewing the CD and printing articles about the project. And the feedback from the industry itself is that they feel that the song was done very professionally and that it's very catchy and sends the appropriate message to represent Head Start.
To find out more about the many great programs offered at Moncton Head Start, join them online at monctonheadstart.com. Now here's Don with the group Musicians Union Head Start on Atlantic Access.
We've all got a gift to give, helping build a better life to live. Feel the magic. Flame of hope, light to share. The tide is turning, now's the time. We'll make the sun shine so fine. Lend a hand, show you care. Send a dream to those in need everywhere. Ooh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Open up your heart.
Well, I heard there was a secret chord that David played and he pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for.
like this, the fourth and fifth, the mighty fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith is strong, but you need a proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your thorn and cut your hair, and through your lips she drew. I've walked these floors. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah. 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 Show that to me, do ya? There was a time when I moved in you, and the Holy Ghost was moving too, and every breath you drew, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've ever known from love's how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. It's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
A very personal and stirring rendition of Leonard Cohen's Alleluia, performed by Joan Kennedy. I know at the start of the show I said that we were going to focus on original East Coast work, and when I went looking for that Joan Kennedy project from years and years ago that I thought would benefit this program, I couldn't find it anywhere. However, what I did find was this rendition of the song, and I just couldn't pass it up. Yes, the holidays are a sentimental and serious time of year for a lot of people. We count our blessings, take stock, and all of that stuff. But it also needs to have a silly side, right? So it's time to let our hair down a little bit and get a little bit goofy with a couple of artists who remind us that the holidays are to be enjoyed on a whimsical note also. Along comes Kylie Fox and the song Christmas Boyfriend. Right after, Mike Plume. This is Merry Christmas, to my Xmas on Atlantic Access.
Merry Xmas to my Xmas. What a glorious Christmas Eve. Well, I asked her for just one thing, and Lord, she gave it to me. Well, how could someone be so nice with a heart carved out of ice? Merry Xmas to my Xmas. I hope he sent a treat tonight. Well, I don't remember what I saw in her. I couldn't tell you what she saw in me. Some said she's from up near by there. Some said likely Hub City. A shooting from the lip with that old guilt trip. She never once let me explain. And one could see her and me circling the drain. Merry Xmas to my Xmas. What a glorious Christmas Eve. Well, I asked her for just one thing, Lord, she gave it to me. How could someone be so nice when the heart's carved out of ice? Merry Xmas to my Xmas. I hope Santa treats her nice. Christmas tree, thinking about my Anglo bride who claims she was Acadie. Well, she's a ho, 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 boys, there you go. And if you want a fella, hella, you can have her. You gotta take it from me, honestly, she's the original nutcracker. Merry Xmas to my Xmas. What a glorious Christmas Eve. Well, I asked her just one thing, Lord, she gave it to me. How could someone be so nice with a heart carved out of ice? Merry Xmas to my Xmas. I hope Santa treats her nice. Merry Xmas to my Xmas. I hope Santa treats her nice. 'Cause our divorce, of course, would be a deal at twice.
Well, it's that time of year again. Lovey-dovey songs on the radio. Couples shopping and holding hands, keeping each other warm from the cold. Another Christmas I'm alone. I don't have much time for relationships, but I'm off for the holidays. So to impress my folks and to buy me gifts, I'm accepting resumes. Will you be my Christmas boyfriend? I only need you for a month. We can break up after New Year's when the holidays are done. Just tell my mom you like your stuffing. Talk to my dad about golf. Treat my nephew like you really want kids. 'Tis the season of love. Well, I'd hate to say that yes, I'm single still. So will you be my Christmas boyfriend? And I can be your Mrs. Claus. Christmas is the time for giving.
Kylie Fox and Mike Plume Band back-to-back on Atlantic Access. We're very excited to share with you some news regarding both those artists who have new releases lined up for the spring of 2020. Having been privy to Kylie's next album, I can tell you that it is going to be quite special as she matures as a songwriter and recording artist. Something truly to look forward to. And an early Christmas gift for Mike Plume, who just days ago found out that he had been signed to Royalty Records out of Edmonton, Alberta. A publishing deal, the whole kit. Along with that announcement came word that a brand new Mike Plume Band album will be released in May of 2020. And you can be sure that we'll be featuring both on Atlantic Access future podcasts. So thank you so much for spending this musical intermission with us. Chances are, whatever libation you're enjoying right now, be it a cup of coffee or something a little stronger, you must be nearing the end of that cup. And there's still some chores to be done. But before we let you go, something special from Lenny Gallant. When it came time to decide how to wrap up this holiday special, I thought it would be kind of neat to try to do so on a poignant note. Try to send a message of positivity. The challenge with that decision, though, is that there are so many songs from Atlantic Canadian artists that would fit into that category. But for me, there's one title that just kept coming back into that conversation that I had with myself. And it was a song released by Lenny about a year ago, just in time for the holidays, called Christmas Day on Planet Earth. Earlier this fall, I had a chance to chat with Lenny through my day job at 103.9 Max FM here in Moncton, promoting a concert that he was hosting at Riverview Arts Center. The concert, of course, included a portion of the Innkeeper's Christmas. So I couldn't help but ask him about the song and the backstory. Good morning, sir.
How are you doing, Terry?
Awesome. A lot of folks are looking forward to this, a big show.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to it as well. Well, it's a show. I got my full band coming over, and we're touring kind of dual purpose. We're touring in support of my album Time Travel, but also a bit of a Christmas concert. So we've got kind of a Christmas theme flowing throughout the thing. And very much looking forward to it.
You're a very proficient artist. You also have a Francophone project.
Put out just a couple of months ago. It's kind of a dream project that I've wanted to work on for some time. My partner and bandmate, Patricia Richard, she was also part of my show for many years, and so we created this new act called Sirène et Matelot, which means the siren and the sailor in English.
I wonder which one you are.
Take your pick. Yeah. It's been going extremely well. We wrote 10 songs for it. I'm kind of separating the two a little bit more than in the past. Lenny Gallant shows are primarily English shows.
Part of the Innkeeper's Concert Series segment of the show, I'm wondering about one song in particular, a song that you released in a video format last Christmas Day on Planet Earth. First of all, will you be performing that one? And secondly, can you give us the backstory?
We'll definitely be performing that one. And that's, you can see the video on YouTube, Christmas Day on Planet Earth. Black Umphalosi are a band from Zimbabwe. They were passing through Prince Edward Island. They were taking a couple of days off and needed a place to stay. Offered to give them my cottage, and he said, well, maybe they could do something with you. And I thought about it. And so in the middle of the heat wave last July, I wrote a Christmas song. They came by. We rehearsed for an afternoon. We went the next day into a friend of mine's barn, set up some cameras, recorded the song and did the video all in one day. And, I think the song has a bit of a message for what's happening in the world these days. And the whole spirit of Christmas wrapped up in it, and that's what we tried to convey. And it was amazing working with those guys. They're such beautiful people.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They were cold in the night, and she was with child. They needed lodging to be safe for a while. They knocked on doors. They were turned away. No room, no shelter for them on that day. Away in a manger. So the story goes. A king of heaven came to let us know. Glory. There is hope for the helpless, for the homeless too, for the lost and lonely. There is love for you. Glory. On Christmas Day, on planet Earth,
joy to the world.
We celebrate a simple birth. To give love, a child to lead, like a star above.
Hallelujah.
is so much sorrow,
so much
people in need, cast from their homes by hate and greed.
So many wars.
There's a knock at the door.
Listen now.
Hear it again.
Oh,
echoes of that night in Bethlehem.
Hallelujah.
On Christmas Day,
oh,
on planet Earth,
joy to the world.
We celebrate.
Oh,
a simple birth.
Hallelujah.
A tale to teach.
Oh,
how to give love. Child to lead, like a star above.
On Christmas Day we open the gift of love and hope, and light a candle for the lost and homeless, sing a hymn for the birth of Jesus. Unlock the doors and the windows, let love and kindness overflow. Light a candle for the hungry child, sing a hymn for the birth.
Christmas Day, on planet Earth,
joy to the world.
We celebrate,
ah, ah,
a simple birth.
Hallelujah.
A tale to teach,
born on your knees,
how to give love,
ah,
a child to lead,
holy
like a star above.
On Christmas Day we open the gift of love and
a new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.